The Seven Voyages of Sinbad the Sailor, from the Arabian Nights, translated by Richard F. Burton, narrated by B.J. Harrison. There lived in the city of Baghdad, during the reign of the commander of the faithful Harun al-Rashid, a man named Sinbad the Hamal, one in poor case, who bore burdens on his head for hire. It happened to him one day of great heat that, whilst he was carrying a heavy load, he became exceedingly weary and sweated profusely, the heat and the weight alike oppressing him. Presently, as he was passing the gate of a merchant's house, before which the ground was swept and watered, and there the air was temperate, he sighted a broad bench beside the door. So he set his load thereon to take rest and smell the air. There came out upon him from the court door a pleasant breeze and a delicious fragrance. He sat down on the edge of the bench, and at once heard from within the melodious sound of lutes and other stringed instruments, and mirth-exciting voices singing and reciting, together with the song of birds warbling and glorifying Almighty Allah in various tunes and tongues, turtles, mockingbirds, merles, nightingales, cushats, and stone curlews, whereat he marvelled in himself, and was moved to mighty joy and solace. Then he went up to the gate, and saw within a great flower garden, wherein were pages and black slaves, and such a train of servants and attendants and so forth, as is found only with kings and sultans, and his nostrils were greeted with the savory odors of all manner of meats, rich and delicate, and delicious and generous wines. So he raised his eyes heavenwards, and said,
"Glory to thee, O Lord, O Creator and Provider, who providest whomso thou wilt, without count or stint. O mine Holy One, I cry thee pardon for all sins, and turn to thee repenting of all offences. O Lord, there is no gainsaying thee in thine ordinance and thy dominion, neither wilt thou be questioned of that thou dost, for thou indeed over all things art mighty. Extolled be thy perfection, whom thou wilt thou makest poor, and whom thou wilt thou makest rich. Whom thou wilt thou exaltest, and whom thou wilt thou abasest. And there is no God but thou. How mighty is thy majesty, and how enduring thy dominion, and how excellent thy government. Verily thou favourest whom thou wilt of thy servants, whereby the owner of this place abideth in all joyance of life, and delighteth himself with pleasant scents and delicious meats, and exquisite wines of all kinds. For indeed thou appointest unto thy creatures that which thou wilt, and that which thou hast foreordained unto them. Wherefore are some weary, and others are at rest, and some enjoy fair fortune and affluence, whilst others suffer the extreme of travail and misery, even as I do."
And he fell to reciting,
"How many by my labours that evermore endure, all goods of life enjoy and in coolly shade recline. Each morn that dawns I wake in travail and in woe, and strange is my condition, and my burden gars me pine. Many others are in luck, and from miseries are free, and fortune never loads them with loads, the like of mine. They live their happy days in solace and delight, eat, drink, and dwell in honour mid the noble and the dean. All living things were made of a little drop of sperm. Thine origin is mine, and my provenance is thine. Yet the difference and distance twixt the twain of us are far as the difference of savour."